Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.
That went so quick.
That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, journalist James Card, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yes.
And now, the man with all the sequencers to all your sequestions, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, ready. Thank you. Alrighty. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the earth. But first, this comment someone sent in here about Stephen Tobolowsky, an interview we had. You know, he's the man from Groundhog Day, the insurance guy you keep seeing every day. That would be like a level of hell, wouldn't it? See the same insurance guy every day of your life. And Aaron writes that, I really enjoyed your interview with Stephen Tobolowsky. The first time I saw Groundhog Day was with my friend Wes when I was probably 17 or 18. We took LSD at White Castle and then walked 2 or 3 miles back to my parents' house and put the movie in. So that would affect the viewing, I would think. Well, that's a movie you don't want to see on acid. I mean, you know, it already is, you know. It's sort of hard to describe after that, except I was laying on the couch with my eyes closed, and as the movie audio repeated and repeated, I made that walk home again and again and again. Also, I found out the sound of my parents' screen door shutting can best be vocalized as Hashut-Shah-Hanash-Hom. Or something like that. Thanks for the good work. Peace out, Aaron, in Lexington, Kentucky. Well, okay, thank you, Aaron. And peace out to you, too. Here's the actual memo, then. Comes from North Carolina. It actually is from a sales catalog in the Plants Delight Nursery 2013 Spring Catalog. And it reads as follows, and I'll murder this, but it's the Helicodicerus muscivorus, or pig butt arum. You can bet this common name wasn't coined by a Wall Street marketing firm. Helicodicerus, an easy-to-grow cousin to the famed Draculunus vulgaris, grows on the rocky coastal cliffs on the Mediterranean islands of Corsica, Sardinia, and somewhere else. The offsetting tubers give rise to the 1-foot-tall, duck-foot-shaped, green, three-dimensional foliage, which emerges in very early spring. Later in spring, the spectacular tan and purple speckled bud emerges from the foliage, then opens parallel to the ground as a large flesh-colored spathe highlighted by purple tails that emerge from the crack. The open flower resembles the backside of a flatulent pig. In image and in fragrance. If you grow this, it's best not to mention it in your eHarmony profile. Thank you very much for that. All those spring catalogs. 50 shades of spring catalog going on there. Holy cow. Where can they send those?
They can send memos to
Not necessarily those things.
Yes. Yeah. They can send memos and other things to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
What if you feel you have something that isn't really a memo, but something you'd like me to know about, or a comment, for example?
A comment or a notice, the same thing.
If you took LSD while watching a movie, how?
They should draw some pictures and put them in the mail and have the postal delivery person bring them to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know.
And what about this Twitter
yes.
thing I'm hearing so much about?
It exists. People use it.
Uh-huh. Is mm-hmm. there a way for a person to...
Yeah, people can follow the show or they can follow you.
Oh, that's interesting. Uh-huh. How would they follow me?
They would look up your Twitter handle, which is @myfeldman.
Oh, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And @JoeRatzinger?
Yeah, apparently he's out there too. Yeah.
The emeritus.
Although I think that may be you. You may be the man behind the curtain there.
No, not me. No.